Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today, I'm fighting a little cold. Today, we have our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today, we're going to highlight Logan Hall, defensive end out of the University of Houston. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And we surely really been appreciating your support over the last few months covering these great athletes here that's going into the NFL in 2022. And I could not do this without the best man right now that's doing this at a high level. He puts an enormous amount of hours in highlighting these players, watching film, knowing what they can do on the next level because he's got experience. He studied under the greatest two coaches in the game, Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. And he's a guy that I got a lot of respect for. He's got one word that he always tells me is about preservation. And that's the thing that makes Daniel Kelly so special. And that's why I'm glad he's on with me this morning. So coming out of Key West, Florida this morning, live, I know him as DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. Thank you for asking. I think that phone ringing, I think, might have been Logan Hall trying to come on the show or something.
Yes, sir. I want to apologize to our
I was riding in a car once with Drew Rosenhaus, the super sports agent. He had three different cell phones going off. One phone line was Jimmy Johnson in Miami. Another phone line was ESPN. Having the phone ring just means you're a busy man. Nothing wrong with it. But I wanted to start by just quickly talking about my hat here. I got this new hat this week, and I know we talk a lot about players, but this is a hat that's a crucial catch hat in the NFL. And I had to get this hat because we talk about these prospects, but there's more important things even in football and life. And this talks about crucial catching cancer early. And as somebody who's a cancer survivor myself, when I was 24 years old, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. I encourage every young man out there to get screened for testicular cancer and anybody else to get screened for cancer as well, because it's really critically important to catch it early. So that's what the hat's all about, guys. I found it online. I'm like, you know what? This is totally me. It's a hat with a message.
I would like to say this. I thank everyone out there with their family. Somebody's been touched by cancer. Of course, I've lost friends to cancer. I've lost several relatives to cancer. It's a very, very serious disease. Mm-hmm. And it's something that can very be prevented through proper health, proper exercise, but most of all, like you just said, Mr. Daniel Kelly, early, being able to be screened early. And we can stop this very terrible disease that's going out through our country. And I like to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for coming forth. Because like I said,
you're welcome.
People don't know about this. People don't know about this young man here. He's been through a lot, man. And for him to be in front of me talking NFL, and talking about all these great players. That's why I encourage. I don't have his book in front of me. I apologize. But please go get his book, Whatever It Takes. It's a story that will make you cry and make you happy. But most of all, it's a story of a young man that's not giving up his dream. So let's talk about Logan Hall.
Let's get into it. There he is on our screen. All
at the University of Houston.
Absolutely. Yeah. All 6'6", 275 of them, Mr. Turner. There he is.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Let's break them down. Of course, I'm one of the few, if not the only, draft analysts in America that unpacks players by being held accountable to the game film. And I always list the game film in all my reports and everything I do. I watched Logan Hall, University of Houston against Tulsa, again, Cincinnati against Memphis. So if anybody has anything to say, those are the three games. Go watch him. I also watch him absolutely smoke Marquise Hayes of Oklahoma. And Tennessee offensive lineman Cole Strange in the Senior Bowl that would just recently happen as well. Let me start by saying, wow, about Logan Hall. You want to draft players. If you're a general manager or scouts on an NFL team, you want to acquire players and select players who make you say, wow, when you're watching the game film. And Logan Hall is one of them. In all three games I watched, he had wow moments. Versus Tulsa, he bull rushed over a guard, literally ran over him, came off that, and made the sack. I was like, are you kidding me? Versus Cincinnati, he battled on a play, showed a quick swim move, ended up in a double team situation, didn't matter, plowed through everything, plowed in, and made the sack. You want to talk about power? Versus Memphis, he barged in with another swim move and absolutely blew up the pocket. This is exactly what you are looking for. You are looking for players who look like men amongst boys at the college level, and that's what Logan Hall looks like. Logan Hall is one of the best kept secrets in the 2022 NFL draft. He's a difference maker. Jerome Brown went through my mind. The great Philadelphia Eagle, as I watched him play, players will just pop into my mind. 40 years of watching this game, players just pop into my mind as far as comparables and who they remind me of. Logan Hall looks like a human battering ram inside. Logan Hall makes big Jordan Davis look like a joke. Whoever takes Logan Hall is going to get a very unique game day advantage for themselves, because he's like a pass rushing defensive end playing on the interior at defensive tackle, where the worst blockers reside, the guards in the center. I mean, the best you know blockers are really on the ends, the offensive tackles. Hall blew things up in college, and I believe he's going to blow things up in the National Football League, the NFL, like my hat says. Logan Hall will be a Pro Bowl defensive tackle in the NFL. He shows elite ability at times. I mean, this guy excites me when I watch. If you can't tell, he excites me. It's not every play, okay? I want to highlight that. But it's often enough, a very natural-looking player, a rotational defensive tackle at the University of Houston. Let's unpack his stats and get beyond the love I have for this guy statistically. 2021, 41 tackles, 47 tackles, 24 solos, 6 sacks, and 29 quarterback pressures, according to PFF Pro Football Focus. Let's break him down. Let's talk about Logan Hall as a pass rusher, a dominant inside force. The things I like about him, plenty. Okay, we're just going to list them off here. Effort is a big thing. This guy plays every play. Doesn't take a play off at all. He battles. He's always coming. He's always trying to get to the quarterback. He's got these long arms and fast, violent, stunning hands. He's active. He has a lot of jolt and power at the point of attack. He can move people back. In other words, that's what that means. He's a fighter. I mean, this guy's a street fighter. This guy's a real handful. He's got brute power and bull rushing ability. I mean, this guy can put a guard on skates, if not just run over him like a Mack truck. He can collapse a pocket. He loves, let me say this, loves, L-O-V-E-S, loves the quick swim move. That is his signature move. He also showed a spin move as well. He draws a lot of double teams because he's so powerful and such a factor inside when he's in the game. And most of all, he shows a hell of a lot of desire. That's the big one. I can't tell you how many of these guys are just guys. Bill Parcells, the man who hired me to work on his staff, called them Jags. Just another guy is what it stood for. I can't tell you how many Jags there are in college football and the National Football League. Guys are just backhanding a paycheck every week and playing touch tag football on the screen, trying to do everything they can to avoid being in the play, avoid being at tackle, avoid getting hurt, avoid this, trying to prolong their careers. This is not Logan Hall. I mean, this guy shows that football is important to him, which are one of the critical factors of scouting that Bill Parcells had when I was with the New York Jets. This guy is quarterback minded. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's a terminology that I've developed in scouting that, I mean, this guy wants to get to the quarterback. He's quarterback minded. Negatives. Hey, Tony Rosano, the book I learned to scout on, The Secrets of NFL Scout, said there are no 10s. Everyone's got negatives. Let's take a look at them for a second. I mean, every single play, he's slamming into blockers. He gets into it on every single play. And what I said, he always gives the effort, but this guy's not blowing up the pocket on every single snap, okay? There are times where and that's the most disappointing part of him to me, is he shows it, and I like to see it all the time. I mean, if this guy did this all the time on the three plays that I highlighted, we'd be talking about a top three pick in the draft. But he doesn't show it all the time, but it's never due to a lack of effort. I want to make sure I make that clear. He does get neutralized and gets tied up in double teams, whatnot, about half the time when he's out there. And you know, he even drew a triple team against Memphis at one point, but he gets, you know, gets a nice push, and that's about it on some of the plays. As a run blocker, defender, let's unpack him there. Too many players in my mind, if you can't tell. Good enough against the run, better than a lot. Shows he can hold his ground at the point of attack, delivers a nice jolt at the point, can come off blocks, he showed, and make a number of crushing tackles. He battles constantly. He showed he will and can chase down. Like I said, this guy plays until the whistle blows. Sometimes he literally, I've seen him throw a blocker to the ground like a rag doll. I saw him just toss a guard to the ground, and he shows that quick, that pat in the swim move that he has to get inside the pocket and blow things up against the run as well. Negatives on the run, he faces a lot of oppositions. I talk about a lot of double teams that tie him up at times. He gets neutralized at times because of it inside, but it's, again, never due to a lack of effort. This guy is a focal point for offenses to try to block. He rounded out, he made the final slot in my first round mock. I put him in at number 32. I'll be releasing my final mock draft coming up here for SI soon. If you're looking for a difference maker, this is your guy. The name of the game on defense is getting to the quarterback or defending the pass as a corner. This guy showed he's not just one of these defensive tackles that just occupies space inside. This is a guy that can get to the quarterback. I love this guy, if you can't tell. And if I'm a GM, he's definitely on my short list. And he definitely was a very impressive player that not enough people are talking about as we head into the 2022 NFL draft.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Mr. Turner, your thoughts on Logan Hall, Houston?
Well, I like Mr. Logan Hall. I like what you just said. When I think about him, in the terms of this, Conan the Barbarian! Old school, 6'6", 278, The physical gifts are there. 33 3/8 inch arms.
Nice long arms.
80.14 wingspan. Wingspan. Old school. Dick and Jones. Jack Youngblood of the Rams back in the day. Richard Dent. Ross Browner. Art Steele. Formerly of the University of Kentucky by way of the Kansas City Chiefs. What I love about the young man, he was a three-star recruit out of Benson, Texas. Came in and improved each year, not on the field, but also in the weight room. Got better at his skill level, improved with weight, went from a defensive end from 235 to 280, and then became that great, as I just said, Conan the Barbarian. Very, very exciting football player, like you said. A guy that's got great effort, doesn't take plays off, and went down to the Senior Bowl and performed at a high level against all those top-level prospects that was down there. And then think about this. A lot of people don't really understand that the University of Houston has a great football history producing great defensive linemen. Everybody thinks about Houston back in the day with their basketball team, Five Slammer Jammer, the team that's doing well under Kevin Sampson in basketball. But let's really don't get it misunderstood that the University of Houston was a powerful football program in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. And they've had some outstanding D linemen. J.D. Kimball, 1952. Matt Mitchell, 1984. Winston Whitney, 1976. Leonard Mitchell, 1980. Jose Taylor, 1980. Cliff Lawson, 1967. Glenn Montgomery, who played with the Houston Oilers in 1988. And, of course, the young man that's doing his thing down there in Buffalo, the nose tackle by the name of Mr. Ed Oliver. So he's coming out of a program, even though Houston is not playing in a Power Five conference, but they've always had quality football players. And I just mentioned he's from Benton, Texas. He's from the same neighborhood. You're going to like this one, DK. He's from the same neighborhood. And his family knows the great Ricky Sanders.
Oh,
with the Washington Redskins.
Where's Ricky Sanders, as Ronald Reagan would say?
What I like about Logan Hall, and I'm not going to go no farther, this kid is a football player. And he's probably got one of the best swim moves that you elaborated that's came into this league in a long time. He doesn't take plays off. I just mentioned he came to the University of Houston as a three-star recruit, went from 235 in his 4 years to 280, and he's Conan the Barbarian. And he's a phenomenal football player. And his physical gifts, one more time, 6'6", 280, 33 3/8 inch arms, and an 81.4 wingspan. This young man is a football player. Final words, Mr. Daniel Kelly, about Logan Hall, defensive end, University of Houston.
Well, you really summarized things quite well for us, Mr. Turner. I mean, this guy is a football player, and it doesn't really matter what school a guy comes from. As a matter of fact, you talked about Houston maybe being off some people, you know, like the way you're talking, like maybe, you know, if he played for Alabama, for example, everybody be talking about him, or if he played for Georgia, everybody be talking about this guy. But the thing that you look for as a scout is you look for who jumps out on the game film. That's what you're looking for. You're not trying to manufacture players. You're not trying to coach them up and manufacture and make football players, or try to look smart and try, you know, maybe he's got some potential. And no, you're looking for the guys that jump off the screen at you at any level, okay? And Logan Hall is one of those players. When you turn on the film, I mean, watching, there's very few men in the National Football League who can do what I've seen Logan Hall do on film at the University of Houston. And these are big men, okay? The level he played at, when you're talking about Tulsa and Cincinnati and Memphis, these guards are 300 pounds, okay? This is not like little kids or something he's getting sacks against. He he was able to run over these people. He was able to dominate double teams at times. He was able, that swim move that you talked about, Mr. Turner, that is so important. I can't tell you how many guys can't even do that in the NFL. He's got that quick hands, quick swim move. What does that mean? It means he can penetrate and slide into those gaps very quickly and become very disruptive on the inside. Final thought about Logan Hall. Listen, as an aspiring general manager myself, it's really simple, okay? If you're listening to this and you're an NFL owner, if you're listening to this and you're a current NFL GM, we all know the game, okay? You're looking for that difference maker. You're looking for game-changing players. What do I mean? You're looking for players that can be come in the game and make that big play at the right time and do something special that most guys can't do, hence the word elite. Okay, this is what Logan Hall brings to the table. There's a handful of plays per game where he is going to absolutely destroy, okay? He's going to destroy the pocket. He's a pocket wrecker, okay? And so he's going to be able to penetrate into that pocket and disrupt things. What can it lead to? It can lead to a sack. It can lead to a fumble. It can lead to a throw that a quarterback's not ready to make, and it turns into being an interception. It turns into a pick six. Who knows what it turns into? But the more players you can have on your team, like a Logan Hall, that's a true difference maker, the better. No question, he's a first-round talent because of how special he is and the elite attributes that he has. If you guys go back and watch those three plays against Tulsa, Cincinnati, Memphis, and this game film is not obscure. This is not something that only I have access to. This game film was on YouTube. You can go turn on these three games and watch these plays, and your jaw will drop.
My final words about Logan Hall. Conan, the Barbarian. It's just like Genesis, the group, the lead singer, Phil Collins. I'm coming down like a monkey, but it's all right. Like a load on your back, and you can't see. Oh, but it's all right. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, it's going to be all right. Tonight, tonight. Oh, Logan Hall is a football player, and he will make his imprint in the National Football League.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Amen. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you to our scout coming live to us out of Key West, Florida. My man, we know him as VK, Mr. Daniel Kelly. I'm Vincent Turner, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You had me dancing today, Mr. Turner, so good job yourself. Thank you, everybody. Be blessed. Thank you.
God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.